Planning application, 6 Christine Avenue, Devon Hills, planning number P2001. Addition to dwelling, new shed. On Wednesday, the 10th of June 2020, I noticed an application to the Northern Midlands Council printed in the Examiner newspaper. The application is regarding the construction of a new shed and additions to the dwelling situated at number 6 Christine Avenue, Devon Hills. Application details. Addition to dwelling and new shed. I now understand that there have been several objections raised in regards to this application. The objections are concerning the possibility of the unit being used for rental purposes, visual contact, additional people within the area, and noise. While I do not intend to cause anguish between neighbours, I feel that the objections raised are petty. The proposed construction of the addition to the dwelling is for the purpose of accommodating family members Tim and Ruth, and it has never been suggested that the unit would be leased out. Like many unit attachments to houses around Devon Hills, unless you know that they are situated, they are not outstanding, they fit in the surroundings, and over the past 20 or so years the occupants have not caused any problems at all. The extension in question fits into this category, with the occupants calling it home. I believe the additions requested to this application will fit into the scenery of Devon Hills with no effect on the surrounds whatsoever, and that the final result will bring the family closer together for the good of all, including nearby residents. The second is from James and Margaret Marcus, again relating to 6 Christine Avenue, Devon Hills. As residents of Devon Hills since 1998 and close neighbours of the property above, we would like to support the proposal 100%. We have known the owners, Tap and Lira, since they moved to Devon Hills in 2016, and we are aware of their genuine commitment to the area. We are also aware that the proposed extension is for extra family space in their family home. Having experienced the extended family benefit several times during the 2 decades we have lived at Devon Hills, we are fully aware of the benefits of having a self-contained area for visiting family and friends. It enables family units to benefit from the spacious lifestyle we as Devon Hills are fortunate to experience. It is, in fact, a very valid reason to move to the area. Hence, we support the proposal wholeheartedly and wish Ted to continue for several years raising their young family in such an ideal environment. The third is an extension to the representation from Michelle Reed. Hi, further to previous communications, one, this development is an independent residence. Anyone could live in this new building, totally independent of the existing building. This kind of development is prohibited in Devon Hills, so why has it even come this far? Two, the building is a full kitchen, full bathroom, full living, dining area, 2 bedrooms and mudroom / laundry, so how is this allowed? There is clearly a laundry tub in the conveniently called mudroom in which laundry can be done there, and there is obvious space in which a washing machine could be added if desired. This does not constitute a mere extension. This building is for a husband and wife to live in a separate to the existing house. Four, what happens when the house is no longer needed for the grandparents? It will not be left empty, so Devon Hills residents numbers increase due to it being rented in some capacity. If all residents did this, it would soon become anything but low density housing. Five, 2 dwellings on the block is against the integrity of the area. 6, this residence will have a separate gateway, driveway, shed and car parking space independent of the existing house. The fact is under the same roof does not mean that it is a separate dwelling. 7, the convenient number of bedrooms 5 and 6 should be read 1 and 2. I don't think anyone is fooled by this. 8, this development, if passed, sets precedence for Devon Hills that residents here do not want. 9, the integrity of this rural low-density living area must be upheld here. I have no problem with their idea and desire, but not in Devon Hills. 10, a permit to never put a washing machine in the mudroom is totally uncontrollable by council. Once the building is passed and occupancy is given, the council will never know what goes on in that space. The plans need to be changed. Plans need changing. It needs to be classed as simply an extension and not a future independent dwelling as the case now. Please consider the desired presence of this area and uphold the integrity of this area. And finally, from Andrew Stewart and Lauren Lowry, we write to you with regard to the above application, as we have been made aware of a number of objections to it and wish to communicate our point of view. Our family has been a resident to Devon Hills for the past 7 years and find the area to be a great environment for family to enjoy being close to nature and each other. We have known the landowners Ted and Lyra for some time now and have ageing parents and young children of our own and can appreciate the difference having family close by can make. We believe the addition they have proposed will not change the aesthetics of the property and create any noise issues, as they are planning to use the new addition solely to support their family. Devon Hills is a family orientated area and Ted and Lyra's family are an active part of this community. Ted and Lyra's investment should only be seen as a reflection of their commitment to this community. Throughout the area, there are numerous houses that have additional dwellings attached in order to support family. If you were not aware of these, you would never have known their existence. It is our belief that this planning application will be a positive addition to the social and family amenity of Devon Hills area.
I wish you to speak to the statements, Councillor. Is there any statements or questions for coming to?
No.
No. Councillor
Bob. First of all, I move the matter to be discussed. And
I have a seconder. Councillor Davis, all those in favour?
No.
Against? Carried.
I therefore move the recommendation that it be approved.
Councillor Gosson seconding that. Okay, any discussion? Councillor Brooks.
Yeah, just one thing that I will emphasise, that we are setting a precedent. I do believe that we are setting a precedent with this. I was in favour of it, but I'm going to vote against it. And I am sympathetic to the situation there, but I still do feel that it's not an extension. It's definitely an additional dwelling onto that block, which the zoning doesn't allow. So I'll be voting against it on those grounds purely alone, but I am sympathetic and I do understand as to why they're doing it, but I just feel that I shouldn't be voting for something that I don't agree with in the right zone.
Any further discussion? Councillor
Goss? Just support the motion, and there are already, as we've got discussed earlier tonight, 8 or more properties already which are similar to this in Devon Hills. So it's not setting a precedent. There are already things there very similar to this, and it's just I think it's good to see families coming together. Too much in our community today. We have families splitting apart, and this is a great example of family coming together. And I wish them all the best.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Brooks? Motion's carried. Claim 2, Seacombe Street Road with reserve curb.
I'll move the recommendation.
And I'll step the second. Any discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. There's no friends, please, so we need to close council. Thank you. Councillor Beard and Councillor Goss, all those in favour?
Aye.
Close. Carried. So, we need to move to the next.
Yes.
Yes, Councillor Langlois. Someone else put your hand up. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.